Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
"Hurry, wake up, get dressed," Papa called to the boy. "Today we are going on an adventure." The young boy's heart raced with excitement as he jumped up from his mat. He tied his cloak around him as he ran to the table. Bread and goat cheese, along with some dates, olives, and figs, awaited him. As the boy ate his breakfast, Mama was busy packing lunch for each member of the family. Papa explained, "Today, we are going to see the Master Rabbi, Jesus. News has spread that he and his disciples have come, and we can hear all the wonderful stories he tells." Trying to hide his disappointment, a forced smile grew across the boy's face. Tucking the lunch Mama wrapped for him in the folds of his cloak, his mind wandered off on the adventures he had hoped for. He dreamed of sailing on the Sea of Galilee. As the wind pulled on the sails, he held on with all his might. He could smell the water and feel the breeze across his face as he and his papa cast out a net to catch some fish for supper. His thoughts turned to an adventurous hike up the mountains, clinging to the rock walls as he pulled himself up. Anything would be better than listening to another rabbi. The air carried the scent of wildflowers and ancient olive trees as the family approached the open field on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. A crowd larger than the boy had ever seen had already gathered. The distant call of birds seemed to add a melody to the murmur of the people. Sitting obediently on the grass with his family, the boy quietly listened as Jesus spoke. His voice was tender and compassionate, unlike other rabbis he had heard. And he had to admit, his stories were most interesting. But it wasn't long before the cool breeze from the sea and the sparkling sunlight dancing across the water distracted him. Every wave of the sea seemed to reach out to him, calling him to come. Yielding to the temptation, he slips away to play. Wading in the shallow water along the shore, he kicked at the waves, as if trying to send them back to where they came. He saw other boys skipping stones across the sea, and he hurried and joined them. The minutes turned into hours as he played in the water. Exhausted, he laid on the shore to rest and let his clothes dry. His cloak was still damp when he spied the rock formations along the foothills. Recuperated from his brief nap, he hurried to the hillside full of energy. With an adventurous spirit, he imagined himself as the leader of an expedition exploring all the crevices and caverns. Like a playful mountain goat, he hopped from one moss-covered boulder to another. His bare feet navigated the rough terrain with ease. As he climbed higher up the rocky incline, he could see the expanse of the Sea of Galilee stretching to the horizon. Sitting on a ledge, he watched the fishermen's boats on the water below. He imagined himself as the captain of a boat, barking orders as his crew pulled in a large catch of fish. From high atop the mountain ledge, he could see far across the sea. The sun that once sparkled on the water was slowly descending to the other side. Climbing from his perch, he wondered how he would find his parents in the masses of people gathered below. As he made his way down, his stomach grumbled, realizing amid all the activity he didn't eat his lunch. Searching through the folds of his cloak, he pulled out the lunch his mama had prepared. Just as he was about to eat, a man approached him. "Come with me," he said. "The Master has need of you." Taking him to Jesus, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" As the boy looked at Jesus, he saw a gentle, kind face and eyes filled with love. A multitude of conflicting emotions filled the boy's heart. A sense of guilt washed over him for playing the day away instead of sitting and listening. Yet deep down, he felt forgiven. His stomach hurt with hunger, yet he knew he needed to give all that he had. He wanted to run and find his parents, but he never felt so much at home and at peace standing next to Jesus. A tear trickled down the boy's cheek as the corners of his mouth turned into the biggest smile. Reaching out both hands, he offered Jesus the lunch his mama had made. Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down. Then Jesus took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also with the fish, as much as they wanted. John 6, verse 11. In a crowd of thousands stood a little boy, unnoticed by the majority. No one in the crowd would have thought this boy mattered. No one would have imagined his small, insignificant gift could make a difference. But as evening approached, this little boy still had his lunch, and he selflessly gave what little he had. Jesus used his gift to perform the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels. Little did the mama realize God would use the work of her hands that morning to feed thousands. She didn't know Jesus would use the simple food from her kitchen to create a feast on the shore for so many. We never know what God can do with our little something. From the examples of the little boy and his mama, we see the power of simple acts of kindness and faith. When we offer the humble gifts of our time, talents, or treasures, God will bless and multiply them beyond our imagination. He can use even the smallest offering to do amazing things. We never know what God will ask of us or when He will ask. We may never see how the Lord will redeem our little bits and pieces and use them to give comfort and grace to those in need. But when we give with a willing heart, He can use us to bring about miracles in the lives of others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times when we may have thought we were insignificant or our offerings were too small to make a difference. Thank you for the example of the little boy who shared his lunch and his mama who prepared it. May your Holy Spirit inspire within us the desire to offer ourselves to you and watch as you turn our gifts into blessings for others. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.